How to Stop Your Self-Sabotage, Chapter 9, Self-Picture, Mental and Physical Creations. How hard is it to do a jigsaw puzzle when you have no idea what you're creating and no picture to guide you? Typically, the picture is on the lid of the box the jigsaw comes in, and you need to have the picture next to you. You need to know what it looks like while you're working on it and what it looks like when you're finished. In the same way, it's important to actually visualize how you would like to be personally. For example, confident, happy, relaxed, successfully coping with change, etc. Further, visualize what you would like to achieve. Example, your goals, or where you're going in life, your career, the house you'd like to own, the painting you'd like to do, the father or mother you'd like to be, and see them in your mind's eye. Picture it. See yourself making changes and doing things slightly different. Feel the emotion and start to live it and picture it in your thoughts. In life, there are two creations. First, there is a mental picture. Then there is the physical reality. No picture, no reality. That's just the way it is. Florence Chadwick was the first woman to swim the English Channel in both directions. Now at age 34, her goal was to become the first woman to swim from Catalina Island to the California coast. On the 4th of July, 1952, she had been swimming for nearly 16 hours, but when she looked ahead, she saw nothing but a solid wall of fog. The sea was like an ice bath, and the fog was so dense she could hardly see her support boats. Sharks cruised toward her lone figure, only to be driven away by rifle shots. Against the frigid grip of the sea, she struggled on, hour after hour, while millions watched on national television. Alongside Florence in one of the boats, her mother and her trainer offered encouragement. They told her it wasn't much further, but all she could see was fog. They urged her not to quit. She never, ever had until then. With only half a mile to go, she asked to be pulled out. Still thawing her chilled body several hours later, she told a reporter, "Look, I'm not excusing myself, but if I could have seen land, I might have made it. It was not fatigue or even the cold water that defeated her. It was the fog. She was unable to see her goal." 2 months later, she tried again. This time, despite the same dense fog, she swam with her faith intact and her goal clearly pictured in her mind. She knew that somehow behind that fog was land, and this time, she made it. Florence Chadwick became the first woman to swim the Catalina Channel, eclipsing the men's record by 2 hours. Visualize, and it happens. If you can't or won't see it in your mind's eye, don't be surprised when it doesn't happen. Your self-pictures are in the recording room of your mind. This is the movie production area. This is where the script writers, movie directors, producers, editors, and so on all get together to put together the movie production and film that becomes your life. You cast yourself into a script, cast yourself into a role. You see it, and it becomes a reality. For example, for about 40 years, the high jump record only showed a gradual increase in height. Then something happened. There was a fundamental change in the technique for high jumping, and the bar height went up significantly in a very short period of time. What the mind can conceive, the body can achieve. Again, on the sports field, there was a 4-minute mile. For years, being able to break the 4-minute mile seemed elusive. One man, however, pursued his dream. He was Sir Roger Gilbert Bannister, born 1929, who was an English former athlete known as the first man to run the mile in less than 4 minutes. Bannister actually became a distinguished neurologist and master of Pembroke College, Oxford, before retiring in 2001. He is also one of the major shareholders of Birmingham City Football Club. The 4-minute mile was once thought to be impossible by informed observers and was considered to be a widely propagated myth cooked up by sports writers. However, the myth worked. This negative mindset meant that the 4-minute mile was evasive. It was not seen as possible. Bannister was initially inspired by another runner's remarkable comeback in 1945. However, after the devastation of his failure at the 1952 Olympics, Bannister spent 2 months deciding whether to give up running. Critically, he decided on a new goal, to be the first man to run a mile in under 4 minutes. In other words, he set his goal and he visualized it. Then he physically intensified his training and he did hard intervals. There is a mental creation and then comes the physical creation. The historic race took place on May 6, 1954, during a meet between British AAA and Oxford University at Iffley Road Track in Oxford. It was watched by about 3,000 spectators. With winds up to 25 miles per hour, 40 kilometers per hour, prior to the event, Bannister had said twice that he favored not running, and that he would try again at another meet. However, the winds dropped just before the race was scheduled to begin, and Bannister did run. His time was 3 minutes 59.4 seconds. Once this time had been broken, just like the high jump record, the 4-minute mile was then broken by a number of other runners, and all in quick succession. What the mind can conceive, the body can achieve. There are always two creations, the mental followed by the physical. Exercise 9.1. Think of a really embarrassing moment in your life. It might have been when you were younger. Maybe it was more recently. Perhaps it was overseas, or maybe in your own city or another city. Maybe it was when you were a child or as an adolescent. It could have been at school, at university, when you were studying, at work, at play. It could have been in your marriage, or to do with relationships. Jot down a few words to prompt you. Your most embarrassing moment. Once you've recalled your embarrassing moment, let me ask you a question. Could you see it in your mind's eye? Could you sense the embarrassment that you felt back then? Typically, what we did at this time is that we laid down a video, or CD, DVD if you like, and you can recall the emotion that went with it. This is, in a sense, an analogy of what we do in life. Initially, our parents or caregivers helped us to put down some of our basic videos. It is these videos that keep on playing. Sometimes we feel the tension, the stress, and the emotion as the videos play. But what is important is that they just kick in automatically. Now, there is a critical point that you need to know. What we need to understand, though, is that there are two creations in life. In other words, we follow mental creations in our life that physically take us places. These mental creations physically occur naturally for us in our lives. We lay down our videos or DVDs, and they naturally or automatically play out our drama in our lives. So another question. What happens if we have a video or DVD at home, for instance, and we don't like it anymore, or we want to get rid of it, or we're tired of it? Answer, we erase it, or tape over it, or edit it. With our own lives, these videos may have been laid down by others, like parents, but we are in control of the editing suite now, so we can do our changes and edits. So how do we do it? We want to make sure that those videos are good videos, powerful videos. These powerful and positive videos can come on automatically and naturally give us the strength, purpose, and energy in life that we would desire.